The Black and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by Neighborhood Housing Services of Chicago. If you're looking to get out of that tiny apartment and into your own home, visit nhschicago.org/team.
Time for the song of the night.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Black and Abdallah's song of the night.
Yo, later.
Tonight... go to the Ataris, the Boys of Summer from 2003. It's your song of the night with Black and Abdallah. It's hot out. It's the first day of summer.
Yeah, cuz. That's why. Cuz we want to. It's the solstice, I believe, today. It's the longest day of the year. Boys of Summer. Yes, I know it's a cover. Yes, I understand that. But this song goes. Also, a tie-in to the White Sox. Do you remember what the song is from?
No, I don't.
This is from the 2003 All-Star Game.
Wait.
This was the theme.
Why would I know that?
That was at White Sox Park.
Why would I know that?
Because you watch baseball?
Okay.
You remember things like this?
The promotional videos on Fox?
They played!
I don't care.
At the game!
Oh, did they really?
Yes! I believe they played... whatever the night before the game is, I think. I believe so. Or the day of the game. I don't remember which day they played, but I know they definitely played.
Are you a Don Henley fan?
I'm an Ataris fan. I know, so is Connor McKnight. He's listening. He loves it.
Well, of course.
Yeah, it's pop punk.
This is right up his alley.
Yeah, this song still goes. I don't care.
Whenever there's a doubt on what we're going to pick for the song of the night, we look at each other and we say, what would Connor want to hear?
And I'll tell you this. So Long a Story is a great album by the Ataris. That song, that album goes too. I don't care. We're getting into festival season. Riot Fest is coming up. I know they're not playing Riot Fest, but still, it'd be cool. People are not happy that you don't remember this.
Don't remember what?
This would be 03 White.
This was in a video game, too, and I can't remember which one.
I am so... Triple Play. I think it was in Triple Play back in the day. The EA Sports
maybe
game.
Maybe it was.
Tyler, it was before your time. Triple Play. Listen, I wasn't playing the show. I had Triple Play, right, man?
You didn't like the show?
No, it's fine. It's a newer generation.
That's fair.
I guess I need to go take a look at YouTube pages of former MLB All-Star promos to figure out what songs they used in the past.
It's like Esteban Loaiza is pitching. I think he did. I think did he start that game? I gotta look. Crank it while I look. Esteban Loaiza started that game.
The Ataris, that's right, it's a remake. We know. From the Boys of Summer. From 2003. It's your song of the night.
I wanna rock!
Yo, later.
Tonight's song, we go to Joe Esposito. You're the best. From 1984.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man. Got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you gotta hang tough to make it. History repeats itself. Try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one, and you can have your dream. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best.
us how we got to this song tonight.
Well, it's really simple, Chris. Today, in 1984, The Karate Kid was released in theaters. And this, obviously, the montage of the tournament towards the end of the movie. It's a montage song. The 80s were full of montage songs. Rocky, this movie. I mean, literally, if you don't have a montage in your movie and it's in the 80s, early 90s, what are you doing?
Can we just make a montage?
This whole show is just a montage.
Our
That's
show
what
right
our 30-minute shows are.
Oh, are they?
6 to 6.30 is our montage shows.
Okay, good.
Welcome into the montage here on ESPN 1000.
I think we should make that. We should just make an 80s montage.
Yeah, but the best part, like, first of all, this song is the best around, but if you... like putting in this song today, you don't ever hear the whole thing in the movie, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they don't play all 4.5 minutes or whatever it is. But there's like part of it where you're just like, oh, okay, there's all right. There's like a bridge and there's a whole different part of this song, I guess.
Were you a Karate Kid?
Oh my god, yeah. I loved the movie Karate Kid.
Were you into this?
I loved the movie, yeah. Loved the movie when I was a kid.
Alright.
Loved Karate Kid. Oh, I'm sorry it didn't have aliens and fighter pilots in it for you. It was the coming of an age tale about a bullied kid who finally gets the girl.
When did I say that?
It's in your tone.
Well, I was never really a Karate Kid. I wasn't really that into it.
Yeah.
It missed me. Like, I get it. Like, I understand it. I get the pop culture references. I know this song is from it.
All right.
I just, like, I
remember... Why you got a crap on Song of the Night?
I'm not crapping on it. I'm just asking if you were a Karate Kid.
I enjoyed the movie, yeah.
Good.
I enjoyed the second one as well.
Cool.
Third one, meh.
You like the new show that they have with it?
Never seen it.
All right. Joe Esposito, you're the best.
I've heard the guy looks like Waddle, though.
It's the Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Tonight we go to Richard Marx, Satisfied, from 1989. Song of the Night.
People are not happy.
Should I let people know how we got to this point?
Yeah, yes. Right,
so on this date, June 23rd, 1989, it was a pretty big day in film.
It was.
1989, June 23rd, the movie Batman was released.
Yeah.
The Michael Keaton first Batman from Tim Burton.
Great movie.
That was released. And also on the same day, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids was released in theaters.
Also a great movie.
And now this song is not from either of those movies.
No, it is not.
But that day, this was the number one song in America.
Yes. And if you go back to our show last year, if you want to dig through the archives, you did the Prince song.
Yes,
one of the Prince songs from Batman. So we had already done a song from this movie release day of Batman. There's not a song from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Well, for those who don't know, Abdallah, why don't you explain to the people what that movie... It was a classic.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie. Rick Moranis, who was a 90s darling, or late 80s, early 90s darling. Great, great actor. I think he's a great actor. Ghostbusters, Honey, I Shrunk the Kid. Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves. Honey, I Blew Up the Kid, where the kid gets big this time. Great concept for a movie. It's a phenomenal concept for a movie.
This is what IMDb says. A scientist father of teenage girl and boy accidentally shrinks his two other neighborhood teens to the size of insects. Now the teens must fight the dangers as the father searches for them.
I've seen that movie tons of times. At least 20 times.
I'm sure,
a kid.
I'm sure it's a favor of Connor McKnight's.
Oh, yeah. If it's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Tyler Lockey, have you seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
I have, actually, yeah.
It was a great film, right?
Yeah, it was
wholesome,
all right.
Classic.
Yeah,
what do you mean it's all right?
It was all right.
It's better than The Karate Kid, I'll tell you that much. For those who were with us last night.
You're going to get waxed right off is what you're going to get. That's what you're going to get. There's an entire, have you seen the, there's an entire Disney attraction based on this. It's great. Haters.
They befriend an ant.
Yeah.
They ride the ant through the backyard.
They do.
It's classic.
It's a great movie.
It's really a beautiful tale. That's what it is.
They have to get from one part of the yard to the other.
Just watch out for the
die.
Lawnmower. That was scary when the lawnmower
the
came
bees?
Along. The beast, that's right.
Remember they almost get eaten in the Cheerios?
Yes.
It's a great movie.
So because of that, we selected Richard Marx, Satisfied, as your song of the night from 1989.
Yo, Lynn.
I don't know how this is going to go tonight. Tonight's song, we go to Velvet Revolver, Slither, from 2004. We have a dealer's choice. It's your song of the night. You remember this band? Yeah. We'll see how the Twitch channel handles this one. Velvet Revolver, your song of the night. You don't know, Velvet Revolver, it was the super group where you took members of Guns N' Roses and you mashed it up with lead singer Scott Weiland from SVP. They short-lived. It was like a six-year deal. Obviously, Weiland has passed on, but with Slash and Duff McKagan, they had an all-right first album, which is pretty good, and this was the lead single from the first time they kind of debuted this group, this super group. And I was like, I was thinking summer today. I was thinking, for some reason, this album and this song kind of feels like that. And the Twitch chat saying this is a poor man's supergroup. That's pretty funny because when you think of some of the great supergroups in music history, I don't think you go Velvet Revolver. I'd say from the recent generation of rock music, it's clearly Audioslave, right? Like that was a legit band that gave you multiple albums. It was very good. I love Scott Weiland. He was incredible in STP. One of my absolute favorite lead singers from the 90s. And like how can you argue with Slash? He gave you a solo here. Is 50-50 from the Twitchers. ESPN 1000 Chicago. You can watch the show every night. I get it. Not for everyone. doubt Connor McKnight enjoys this song. Velvet Revolver is your song of the night.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, live.